Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I'm not going to say Buster has or hasn't made up his mind. I think there's some fuzziness to the picture. I didn't think that.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, you were definitive.
Yeah.
And now I don't think you're putting it at 50-50, but you've definitely moved toward a 65-35. That feels more like it. And I think about a couple things. One, how much of this is on Bob? Well, none of us really know. We can all think what we think, and Guru runs hot on Pat Burrell, the hitting coach, and I can see some of that. And Matt Williams, the third base coach, your favorite, your boyhood idol, and you know Bob Melvin and this and that. But a couple things. One, has he lost the clubhouse? Is always the biggest one, and I don't believe that he has. And number two is, all right, so you're going to move off of Bob Melvin. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to elevate Matt Williams? It looks like, from the reports I've been reading, that Bruce Bochy is more likely to retire. So I think that he's more likely to retire than he is to rejoin the Giants. So if you want to move off of Bob Melvin, what are you going to do about it?
I have a really unpopular take on that anyway.
Okay.
That would be the wrong move. I could not love Bruce Bochy more.
Hey, Mark, happy birthday.
Okay, gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark, this is Bochy. Hi, Mark, happy birthday again.
All right, yeah, see you later.
34-second interview.
I love that man. I could not
be... He called on your birthday.
I could not be a bigger fan of that man. Some advice was given to me by somebody who I really, really trust years ago. After a job was kind of taken from me by a person who then had their job taken from them.
And oh,
then,
karma.
Then the job kind of started to come back and be like, whoops, we actually shouldn't have let you go. Can we maybe bring you back? And some advice was given to me about the idea of trying to redo history again. And something that was great once, and you go back and do it again. It almost never works out the way that you think it works out. I love that man. That's not the right thing, in my opinion, for the Giants to do right now. A, I don't think it's available. B, as you said, he's much more likely to re-retire. Second, and C, and this is the big thing, I really want to let that experience with Boch, I want to leave that right where it was. It was perfect. So Hall of Fame manager, he came here, brought three championships to the Bay when they had never been here before, and I do not want to. You remember when Phil Jackson went back to the Lakers? Ugh, it was a mess.
I'd forgotten about that.
It was a mess.
Yep.
Mike Shanahan went back, I think, to Washington. Maybe I'm remembering that incorrectly, but like there are great coaches who then you go back to the, it doesn't look the same. It's not just like, oh, Boch, we're going to win it all. It's a completely different league now with a completely different roster. he's a great manager. I'm not saying that, but I don't think that would look and feel like people think it would look and feel.
I don't think that. Yeah. I mean, baseball is totally different, and he got another one in Texas, and this year they have kind of finished the year not unlike the way the Giants have finished the year. So that's always the thing that I look at. Okay, you want Bob Melvin out. Who is going to be your replacement, and what are you going to do philosophically? That, for me, Mark, is the bigger one. And I was talking earlier about Marco Luciano. You realize that he's played 500 games in the minor leagues with an OPS of 800 in the minor leagues.
Uh-huh.
500 games. He just turned 24, and yet he doesn't have a position. You don't want him to play virtually anywhere on defense, and yet he's still in the organization, and he still can't play defense. So where do we put the blame for that? Certainly it's on the player to a great extent.
Not Bob Melvin. That's right. What I mean, Marco Luciano has been here forever.
So I look more organizationally at the problems with the Giants, and you haven't really ever developed a great farm system, and you haven't had a pipeline of players who come up and excel. And it's been that way since, 2009? You go back to Pablo and Timmy and he's a horse and
Mad Bum,
Posey and those guys. Since then, you haven't had that pipeline. So is that on Kapler or Boach or Melvin? Of course not.
No, it's an organizational failure.
That's my
thing. And it's like, man, I'm a firm believer. Nothing is ever one person's fault. It just never. And I know
other than Steve Kerr not developing young people.
Well, sure, that's completely on Steve because he's an awful human being. But outside of that, I do not want to get political here or anything like that, but when something awful happens in the world, when somebody does something awful, 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 even if you want to say 99.9% of the blame is on them, I guarantee you, if you wanted to really do a deep dive and go look at that person's background and who raised them or who abused them or who whatever, like, nothing, in my opinion, is ever one person's fault. And that absolutely applies to sports when we're looking at seasons that have gone awry. So my ears are wide open to the idea of Bomel stays, Bomel goes. If he goes, who are you going to bring in? My ears are wide open. I would tell you that if I was making the decision, Bomel would be back next year. But I get it. I get it. I share the absolute feeling that this is not acceptable Giants baseball. This organization has too many resources, too much money, too great of a ballpark, too wonderful of a history to have fallen into this situation where we have collectively decided, it's like, well, you can't compete with the Dodgers. I mean, they're just too good. They've just got all of the money and all the players and all this. Now, meantime, who the hell, raise your hand, is okay with a world where you also, as Giants fans, feel like you can't compete with the Padres? What are we doing? What on earth are we doing? Have we decided that that's a better organization than this? That organization, which spent 30 years telling its fans we're 3 years away for 30 years? Like, they finally figured some things out. They still haven't been to a World Series in recent times. So, like, this idea that, like, oh, those two teams, what are you going to do about it? Get on their level. Get on their level. And I believe that that's the way Buster thinks. And I believe in him. But he's got a tough job. He's got a tough job because he does not have a tremendous minor league system right now.
Right,
so
right.
He attacked that the way that he could. And he brought in really good players, and they kind of performed, and it still didn't work. So, yeah, everybody is in a vulnerable position.
I like what you said about it's never just one person's fault, and I want to encourage you and everyone to bring that same energy when we say things like Ronnie Bell and Kwaski Tartt, for example, and Kyle Williams, 49ers, where it's never just the one person's fault, and we all will remember the Ronnie Bell drop
100%.
That happened. And I'm just looking at it here, minute 8 to go, tie game. Ronnie Bell with a drop that would have put them in field goal range. And Jake Moody, he was pretty good at the time, and you would hope he would make the kick, but
he didn't.
He didn't, and next thing you know, a 25-yard PI and a big kick return by Xavier Smith, and you lose. So we all remember Ronnie Bell on the drop because that was huge, but it's never just one person's fault. And Kwaski Tart dropping an interception that was thrown right to him against the Rams in a game that you probably would have won if he caught the ball, but it's never one person's fault.
That's correct. There's always plays that are the face of the loss.
Sure.
But no, there's no such thing as it being one person or one play even. Lucky in the city. Hi, Lucky. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Willa Diaz? How you guys doing today?
We're good, man.
Well, on this topic, man, I respect Bob Melvin, man. I actually watched him play. And so as a manager, he's had several teams, four teams, man, that he had super talent with and never did anything. The A's, Cleveland twice, even us. I think somebody else as well, if I'm not mistaken. And with all that talent, and you're a manager, and you're supposed to know the game, and you know you played it in the position, but you can't get your team past a certain level. Why would you want to subject yourselves to doing that again for a whole another season of having somebody who's I'd give him a Hall of Fame nod, but he's not a Hall of Fame manager. So what are we going to do? I think go get somebody else. We don't have to necessarily go get Bruce Bochy, but go get somebody who has a passion and who has a flair and could bring something out of our team, man, because we have – it's like a bubble that we have that's waiting to pop, man, and he's just holding it in his hand and not doing nothing with it. Come on, man. Let our talent explode on the field so we can start surpassing the Dodgers, Arizona, and the Padres, man. I know we're not better than them right now, but I feel we're better than them. Let's go, man. Come on, man. Show us something.
Lucky, thanks. The only issue with what Lucky's saying, I think Lucky speaks for many, there's a premise in there that I'm not 100% sure is basically the case. And when he says that you're like, why would you bring Bomel back when you know for sure that he can't get anything out of these guys? I don't know that for sure yet. I know he didn't this time, although he did for a month and a half. And then he didn't for a month and a half. And then he did for a month. And then he didn't for 3 weeks. And in fact, that's where my inner conflict comes from. Like, if he couldn't get anything out of him, then why for weeks at a time he was getting something out of them? And then suddenly he wasn't. But then he was.
Right.
And then he wasn't. Well, which is the real Bomel? Which is the real Giants? Which is the real Rafi? Which is the real Adames? I don't know. It wasn't consistent enough. And I can't sit here and tell you I know the reason why. To me, it's senseless. Absolutely. They had the pieces this year. They had them. Not to win the division, but to go to the playoffs. They had the best bullpen in baseball in the first half of the year. They had real hitters. If it took Rafi and Willie a minute to kind of get acclimated, okay, I get that. But you look around the rosters and whatnot, to me, the pieces were in place. Two all-star pitchers, the pieces were in place. And it just didn't translate. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't really know either, and I'm thinking about the season where you come out of the deadline and you lose 10 of 12. You lose 10 of your first 12. And Toronto swept you. You took 2 of 3 from Atlanta, swept by the Mets, swept by the Pirates. And that was how you came out of the break. So is that on the manager? Well, it's not on the manager. It's on the players. Ultimately, when the team started playing great, we talked about this before, your middle of the order was scorching. They all were 1,000 OPS or better. Your next three best hitters were also hot. So you had 6 or 7 of your 9 regulars who were on a heater. And do you credit Bob Melvin for that? Probably not. But when your team went, 15 games and you scored 30 total runs? Mm-hmm. Is that on Bob Melvin? Well, if that's on Bomel, then he also gets credit for when those guys were equally hot. So for me, sometimes we get too much into a spot of we blame the manager when it's bad, but we don't credit him when it's good, and that to me is unfair.
I can prove it to you. Okay, fans, let's do it. Who's that manager for the Brewers who's doing such a great job?
Is it? It's that one guy, right?
Yeah. Who's the manager for the Cubs crushing it.
Yeah.
They're going to be
That's
the lead.
That's Don Zimmer, I think.
I mean, we all know who the manager of the Dodgers is, and I would argue he's doing an awful job this year.
They should be better than they are.
Their bullpen is poop. It is absolute poop, and he keeps running the same people out there, and they're blowing games on a nightly basis, and they're going to lose in the playoffs. The Padres have a manager you might know because he's a division mate, but like he could be next to you in the grocery store, and none of you would know who it is. Philly's manager? Anyone? Seattle's manager? Go ahead.
Oh, he's having a great year.
Okay. Cleveland's manager you might know because he used to play for both of the teams here in the Bay Area.
He used to cheer for him, yeah.
Exactly. And I do believe in Stephen Vogt. I wanted them to hire him. All right. And, oh, by the way, while everybody's staring at the Red Sox and Yankees on ESPN every single night, guess who's in first place in the American League East? The Blue Jays. Their manager is?
Yeah, it's Schneider. Cito Gaston.
Okay. Most baseball
fans. I like my 20-year-old answers.
Yeah, same here. I don't even know who the managers are who are doing a quote-unquote good job.
Baseball manager of the big three is by far the least important.
The least important
by
far.
Not even close.
I agree with you 100%.
NBA coach is still a good distance behind NFL head coach.
They agree with you.
Yeah.
They agree. That's why NFL and NBA head coaches who are really good are making $10 to $15 million a year. Baseball managers, some of the younger ones, are making $1 million
yeah, wow.
a year. I mean, it's not that. I mean, yes, it's important. Yes, it's important. But to think that they are the absolute heartbeat of the team's record, I just don't agree. I don't agree.
And what you said earlier is really the most important thing that you need in a baseball manager, which is you have the clubhouse. The guys believe in you, and this is where Gabe Kapler ultimately had to go because the team was fed up with, oh, here comes a righty. I hit right-handed. I got to look over my shoulder because I'm coming out. I'd rather not play and be able to play cards with my teammates in the clubhouse because you lost me, Skip. And I don't think that Bob Melvin's gotten to that point.
Not at all.
Which is why he's managed, I think, a total of 22 seasons. And if you look at Bob Melvin, for his career, his winning percentage is .513. And do you realize that he's only won one postseason series in his career?
Man.
One time.
Yep.
So is that if that wants to be your criticism, then that's fair. It was only with San Diego where they won a series and lost a series, but with the A's, unfortunately, they lost in five, they lost in five. With the D-backs, they lost in seven. Are those on Bob Melvin? Well, maybe. And so if that is your criteria, then all right, go ahead and bring somebody in who is super clutch in the postseason. Yeah.
The only hard part I'd have if I were Buster Posey, the only hard part I'd have about moving on from Bomel, I'd almost have a hard time because I'd be like, I traded away your bullpen. And then you went on a run and you got even with a playoff spot. And then you had a bad 2 weeks. And now
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm going to fire you. Like, I took things from you. I took, and rightfully so. Like, he shares in what got us to that point in the beginning. But I took things from you, And then, seemingly, now we're going to make a decision about Bo Mel based on what happened in the month of September. And it's like, dude, Bob was not, he was not playing with a full deck this month at all.
You went in the fridge and you took the lettuce, you took the tomatoes, you took the salad dressing, and you say, all right, Bob, make me a salad. I got two cucumbers, I got some carrots, and I got some celery. All right, see what we can do with this.
Well, this is about a whole lot more than September.
For sure. For sure. But also, in the month of September, they drew even for a playoff spot. They were right there. So he also did that without a bullpen. And that's really good. And then you had really two awful weeks, and then that's really bad. Yes, what happened prior to the trade deadline is part of the conversation, well, too.
If we're not going to necessarily blame Bob Melvin for everything that went wrong when it went wrong, why are we giving him credit for when it went good?
I'm not doing either.
You either have to do both or neither is my point.
I'm going to do neither. Like, I don't think that he is the centerpiece of all this. I understand that when things don't go well, people sometimes have to lose their jobs. That's life. That's life. And so he might. He might. I'm just telling you that if it were me, I'd probably do one more year. I'd probably do one more year.
I think it'd be fair to give him that, especially when, as you mentioned, you trade his bullpen, and then in September, your rotation featured Kaiwei Tang with a 7 ERA, Carson Seymour, super wet behind the ears, and an opener spot, a bullpen game.
That's the other thing that you want to talk about. The most undersold thing that happened this year is, okay, here's your starting rotation, right? Remember those guys? And you had Logan Webb, and you had Robbie Ray.
Yep, both top 10 in innings pitched.
There you go. That Justin Verlander went on some sort of weird, wacko journey all year long, and it took him at least half the year to figure out what was going on. And yes, he was hard luck in the first half of the year, but he also wasn't very good. And then he was really good, yet continued to be hard luck, but it was kind of too late on Verlander. Meantime, Kyle Harrison was underwhelming, then traded. Landon Roop was solid and then
hurt.
Gone. He got hurt. I'm trying to remember.
Jordan Hicks was sideways and then traded, but he started 9 games.
Started at the beginning of the year, but that was, to me, that was never really it. Don't forget Hayden Birdsong was supposed to be a part of this, and something went haywire mentally with Hayden. Really good start to the year, interesting prospect. Whoa, he doesn't know where the ball is going anymore. So that's what. Then we arrive at what you're talking about, where like everybody who had the name Carson was starting a baseball game every Tuesday, and it's like, how am I looking at Bob here? Not all of that is totally out of his hands. That's totally out of his hands. So what did you lean on? Well, we got this great bullpen. Well, we're trading all of them, but we'll leave you one really good one. Oh wait, he's hurt. So, not to make excuses.
No,
but that was a tough draw.
It's a tough one. And the thing about it is, through all that, you went on a heater because your offense finally started hitting like you would hope they would, and even beyond that. And then the pitching regressed to the mean, and the hitting dried up. And as a result, you've lost 10 of 12. Night-night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.